It's Saturday, November 17th, 2007, and welcome to Episode 12 of Tech Talk for Teachers. I'm Tom Grissom. Before I begin this week, I would like to answer a couple of questions I received about last week's podcast on PowerPoint Producer. I forgot to mention that you do need to use Internet Explorer browser to view the content created with Producer. Roughly 80% of Internet users use Internet Explorer as their main browser, but there is a significant percentage of users that use other browsers. I have not tried using Mozilla Firefox with the Internet Explorer plugin to view Producer content, but I suspect that that combination would work. If someone out there has the IE plugin installed in Firefox, I would be interested in knowing if PowerPoint Producer files do work with Firefox. Just wanted to clear that up if anyone was having trouble viewing some of the links I provided in last week's show notes. This week, I'm beginning to think about Thanksgiving dinner, and thus the inspiration for the title of this podcast of social bookmarking. It's delicious. We are expecting between 20 and 30 family members at our house for Thanksgiving dinner, so I will be cooking 3 turkeys in preparation for the feast. Okay, so what is the tie-in with the delicious theme? Delicious is an internet website owned by Yahoo that is used for social bookmarking purposes. I have used this site regularly over the past couple of years, and I find it very valuable as a teacher. The Delicious site is del.icio.us. Think of Delicious just as you would your favorites in Internet Explorer or your bookmark list in other browsers. There is one major difference. Delicious bookmarks are saved on the internet and thus are available to you anywhere in the world where you have an internet connection. They can travel with you. You just go to your account on the Delicious website and voila, there are your bookmarks. Cool! This is so helpful to me as a teacher because I do a lot of workshops and therefore I am not always sitting in front of my computer. In the old days, 3 or 4 years ago, if you needed to look up something you bookmark on your computer outside your office, you were out of luck. But not with Delicious. If I need to check a link when away from my desk, I just go to my Delicious bookmarks on the internet, and there is my book list. The second major advantage of Delicious is that I can share my bookmarks with anyone that knows my Delicious account address. My Delicious account address is provided in the show notes for this episode. It's del.icio.us/GT Grissom. That's GT GRISSOM. By sharing my bookmarks with others, others can take advantage of material that I have collected over the years, and it's all freely available on the internet. The third advantage is that when I add a link to Delicious, I can see if any other Delicious users have previously linked to the content that I am interested in. For example, if others have linked to the same material, I can click on the section in my bookmark listing that says, Saved by 21 Other People. This is usually highlighted in pink. When this section's clicked, it brings up a list of other Delicious users that have also bookmarked the same content. If I would like, I can click on their username to see their bookmarks. Sometimes you will get lucky and find someone that has similar interests to you, and you can learn a lot from their bookmarks. This can save you hours and hours of searching on the internet because other Delicious users have already vetted material for you. The key is finding an expert that has similar interests as you do. As with anything on the internet, be careful when exploring because some other Delicious users may not share the same taste as you. The fourth big advantage of social bookmarking is something called tags, or tagging. When you bookmark something in Delicious, you are given the opportunity to write some notes about the link you wish to bookmark, and you can also assign a tag to the entry, which is like a keyword that categorizes your links. For example, when I find something of interest for my EDU 2022 class, I tag it with the keyword EDU 2022. When my students visit my Delicious links, I tell them to select the EDU 2022 tag on the right side of the screen, and they will only see the content that I have tagged as relevant for this class. I am sure you'll find many uses for Delicious. Please send me an email to techtalk@eiu.edu with a story about how you use Delicious, and I will pass it along to our fellow listeners. My technology pick of the week this week is the Delicious website. User accounts are free if you would like to give it a try. As I have mentioned before, the only downside is yet another user ID and password to remember. The social part of bookmarking is finding other users that share similar interests to you, and you can add them to your network if you like. You can also be notified when others update their links. You can even have a fan club. Right now, under my Delicious account, I have two fellow Delicious users that are listed as my fans. Cool. Thank you. I'm not sure who they are, but it just gives you a good feeling knowing that you have helped out others enough that they would add themselves to your network as a fan. Show notes for this episode and previous episodes are available on the web at techtalkforteachers.blogspot.com. That's techtalk4teachers.blogspot.com. If you have a comment or suggestion for a future show or a suggestion for a technology pick of the week, then please email me at techtalk@eiu.edu. Well, that wraps it up for episode 12 of Tech Talk for Teachers. So until next time, this is Tom Grissom. Keep on learning.